A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 on Monday, November 23rd, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about remarks by First Lady Grace Mugabe that President Robert Mugabe will continue to rule even if he is blind or is on a wheelchair.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-13860 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Zakati nini Mugabe, tukumugadira special wheelchair. Yokuti kana kutadza kufamba, tichamuisa wheelchair chiti tienda naye kurali. Nokuti zvinoitika pasi pana. Hapana chinomboshamisa ipasi. 100 years ari pachigaro. Kokutye, munodziva isusu tingambofamba.
Ngithe sizalungisa izitulo zokuhlalisa uMongameli Mugabe nxa engesenelisi ukuhamba. Ngizabe ngimfuqa esitulweni leso iwheelchair esetshenziswa yilabo abaphila lobugogo. Akumelanga sesabe la. Sesike sahamba emazweni amaningi lapho okubusa khona abantu abangaboniyo. Kodwa ke lapha uMgabe uyabona. Loba engasaboni kumbe engasahambi, sizamlandela kuphela. Kambe sethuswa yini la?
I said we design a special wheelchair for him. So when he's unable to walk, I will personally push him to rallies. There's nothing strange about that. There's nothing to fear. You know what? We have traveled all over the world and seen other people being ruled by blind people. But your Mugabe has got his eyesight. Even if he goes blind, as long as he can talk, we will continue with him, regardless.
Once again, thanks for joining us. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about remarks by the First Lady, my Grace Mugabe, that President Robert Mugabe will continue to rule even if he's on a wheelchair.
Speaking at a political rally on Saturday at Murewa Center in Mashonaland East Province, Mrs. Grace Mugabe told supporters that she would get a wheelchair for her husband, President Robert Mugabe, to use if he can't walk. In the televised speech, Mrs. Mugabe vowed to push the wheelchair herself, taking a swipe at critics who say her husband is too old to govern.
The Zimbabwean president's critics have questioned his ability to rule after he read the wrong speech in parliament. Several stumbles at public events have made headlines throughout the world. At 91, Mr. Mugabe is the world's oldest president.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. The number, once again, 001-202-619-2077. We are also on WhatsApp, and our WhatsApp number is 1-202-465-0318. Please also note that we are on Twitter and Facebook. If you wish to join us right now, just call, and we'll call you back.
Onguka hamawadiwa na asi tilauti tinge chitaura ni mashoko akataurwa na Mai Grace Mugabe kwa Murewa kwa wangu wachita msangano pamurewa center ne mswe Mugowera wachiti iwo kana zichibvira kuti vapusha uche wa Mugabe vari pachikaro ndozi chaitika Gibbs.
Yee, liyambuzwa nje kwa Blessing ipeka nje ebandla kwa nabukuti ute nukosikazi Grace Mugabe ya kulumile kuti nga kuyikuthi uMongameli Robert Mugabe esengani sekukhule lokho okumangalisayo uzamfaka ke wheelchair amphusha-phusha ahambe layo khonapho lapho kuya khona nxa esemaralini betshaya islogan babesitshaya islogan ehlezi kuwheelchair kumbe engasaboni kumbe kunjalo nje so uthi uyabe encediswa ngabantu abaningi uzowakhuluma lo Matsonge wathi heyi Matsonge uyabona le yindaba eqakathekileyo kumele lawo yabuncedisa uphambili konapho simfuqa fuqa umongameli nqa ukuthi elokhe busa ye kodwa ke sizwile abanye besithi ukuthi ke umongameli abuse sengani sekhulile njalo sehlala esitulweni sabokhokileyo kungani akuhambelani kuhle labo kuzobuya ke udokotela esikhulume laye uthe hayi akula nkinga lokho nqa ukuthi ke engalimalanga ingqondo ke blessing ulakho kubusa
Gibbs, we have our guests lined up. First, we have Mr. Gadzira Chirumanzu. Mr. Chirumanzu, good evening.
Hi, good evening.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chirumanzu, of course, is an analyst who tends to lean towards ZANU-PF.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Chirumanzu, just a quick one. What is your take on these remarks by the First Lady?
No, well, I think the media is taking a speech out of context. I think what she meant was President Mugabe was chosen by the people,
okay.
And if in case he is, let's say, for example, disabled, she will continue. I mean, ruling the country, there is nothing wrong with that. We have in Zimbabwe classical examples of, you know, professional people who are disabled,
mm-hmm.
but as long as they are clear in what they are doing, that is in terms of the mind, then they will continue executing their mandates in
mm-hmm.
different fields. For example, we had, you know, Mayor of Fulawayo, who is also a member of ZANU-PF and in the Politburo. He has been on the wheelchair for up to now, so there is nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a pity that the media is taking the speech out of context.
Mm-hmm.
Gibbs.
But then when you look at the kind of remarks, people are taking it exactly like the opposite of what we are saying. They are saying, no, what she's implying here is the president can be very old and at the end of the day, he won't be able to walk. And if he's not able to walk, put him in a wheelchair.
Fine. But like you are saying, people are interpreting it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's a question of how many people are interpreting that way. And here it's me on this side who is interpreting it the other way. So it depends on what one exactly wants to push.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We have our second guest, that is Honorable Tabitha Kumalo, MDC Deputy Spokesperson. Honorable Kumalo, what is your take on the remarks by Mrs. Mugabe that Mr. Mugabe, even if he's on a wheelchair, he will continue to rule?
Right. It is. I've seen a lot of confusion.
Mm-hmm.
Let me, before I respond to that, still give you a statement that she has been saying going around holding these rallies.
Mm-hmm.
First, we were told she wanted to be the president. She's creating a lot of contradictions. She said she wanted to be the president. And then she was escorted, as usual. And then, technically, she now goes to Mbare, reinstates Savan, Honorable Savan, who was suspended in terms of the procedures of their party, guided by a constitution. So those are the powers that can only be done by Mugabe. So I will then answer the issue of 100 years. And then she's the same woman who goes to another rally here in Zimbabwe, and then tells their followers that Mugabe is going to name his successor from outside. The same woman goes to Mberengwa. She makes a U-turn. She says she supports Mnangagwa. Mnangagwa is a boss. And Mnangagwa cannot get instructions from him. In the same rally, she calls one of the vice presidents, Honorable Mboko. What is another president? Mnangagwa is there. And she then accuses the two vice presidents in the same media to say they do not deserve the position. The same Dr. Grace Mugabe then says, no, the president chose the vice president. So taking kind of what it means when she's saying he's going to be sitting on a wheelchair and be 100 years ruling Zimbabwe, what she's saying, she is now a president de facto of Zimbabwe. Why is Mugabe sitting on a wheelchair?
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Honorable. But just a point of correction, I don't think she's the one who said Mboko. I think it's the acting Midlands chairperson is the one who made those remarks. Let's go to our third guest.
My
that
apologies.
Is Mr. Sabelo Sbanda, a political analyst. Mr. Sbanda, good evening.
Yes, good evening. How are you doing?
We are doing great. What is your take on these remarks by the First Lady that Mr. Mugabe will continue to rule even if he's on a wheelchair?
Well, look, looking at it from a purely Pan-Africanist approach, I think it's highly disrespectful of the rest of the nation and indeed the whole continent to utter such a statement, because at the end of the day, what she is saying is that there is no one else who has the ability to move the country forward, and by hook or crook, it will be ensured that President Mugabe continues to rule regardless of whether he's making any positive contribution to the nation or not. One thing that we have to accept is that every generation is relevant for its own purposes, and he also has to come to a realization that his relevance is basically bypassed by now, and it's necessary for someone else to take the country forward in the right direction. So if she says that, basically she's saying the country will stay stagnant all the time and never progress in any meaningful manner, because definitely there are other people who can take the process forward in a meaningful manner.
Thank you so much, Mr. Sbanda. Regai tidzoke kwamuri vachiru manzu. Manzwa zvataurwa navaSbanda apo vanenge vari kuti mashoko akadai anoita sekunge munyika musina vamwe vatungamiri, kana kuti imo mubato reZANU-PF musina vamwewo vanogona kutungamira nyika, nekuti vaMugabe vatiri kutaura nezvavapa vaane makore mapfumbi makore makumi mapfumbamwe nerimwe chete, 91 years.
No, ndazvinzwa zvavataura. Problem yatinongori nayo navamwe mapanelists venyu ndiyo kuti kupolitics hakuna zera. Ndochokutanga vanhu vari kunyanya vachipusha nyekuti 91 ochakuti whatever it is makore hazi. Chiri important kupolitics ndochokuti leader weparty iyoyo inotonga, like in this case ZANU-PF, anodiwa wani neparty yake here. Ndochokutanga party yake vashomanana vanodini vanomuchuza kuti amiri kana kuti aite leader. That is the central committee in the case ye ZANU-PF. Iyeye leader iye vachuzwa iye ozorwisaniswa navamwe maleaders amwe mapolitical parties. Zviri pachena kuti vaMugabe vanga vachirwisaniswa namaleaders amwe mapolitical parties vanana, ende vanana ivavo vakakundwa. Saka zvazvinongura ndezvokuti mai Mugabe vaiti ivo zviri pachena kuti vaMugabe vanodiwa, zviri pachena kuti 2018 izvezvi gore rino 2015 vakatoindozwa kuti ndo vachange vati miri vakati miri, but gore rino vane 91. Saka zvokuti makore chinyi chinyi izvo hazvina basa. Chiri important ndicho kuti vanenge vari capable here by 2018. Saka zvishuviro zvavanhu kuti nguva iyoyo 2018 vanenge vari capable, saka vanenge vachingotonga, hapana chakaipa.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Yes, kumakumalo. Loko kwa nchungwa ni makumalo? Umakumalo kwa nchungwa sotu kumekile. Siye kuweba wa Sbanda, uzwele lapo ya kuluma umumzano churuma zuti. Ngo 2018 ngesika tiseleso soko loketo. Kukanya kazani ke umonga mele Uropa Mugabe, uwebe mele iba daleli kuketo lolu. Ngesika tiseleso, aswane kazani uwebe sele minyaga 94. Kambe, akukulume la uzuti, kwenzakala yini ukuthi umuntu le 94 sure angena kukhetho ancintise sibini?
So into yakhona esuka ibe ngathi nje ayisazwakali khona. basiyela bethi bona iminyaka yabantu ukuthi behlale phansi bephumule bethathe ukuthiwa ngesilungu impenshini bayibeka ibeku 65 emisebenzini ngoba kuthiwa sekumele kungene abatsha labo besebenze ngoba basanamandla banengqondo ezingathi zintsha zihambelana lomumo. Kanti umehluko lapha kuyini kahle kahle ngoba indaba yokuthi umuntu uyathandwa or akathandwa akusiyona esingathi iqakatheke kakhulu. Ekumele sikuqakathekise ukuthi indlela asebenza ngayo yiyona esa ilizwe phambili kumbe ayisasisebenzeli. Ma isebenzela yithi ekumele sikuqakathekise. Lokho ukuthi umuntu uyamthanda kula abantu abamadoda lapho bathanda amakhosikazi abo kodwa asebehle kodwa emanethi ngiyamthanda kuphela lokho enjalo. So lapho-ke sekumele sibone ukuthi lokho sikusebenza kanjani. Sibone ukuthi kahle kahle anye nxa ezafisa kezeyofika ko-100 ngabo laba abazathi-ke bebuse besiya phambili bazabe befunde ngaphi ngoba kwamanje ingabe nje bengahlala phansi kungena omunye emnezise ukwenzela ukuthi laye esebenze ngendlela bekungasebenzeka ma kunjalo. Kodwa ukuthi yena usezazela ukuthi uzaphela esihlalweni angiboni ukuthi ngempela kumele kube njalo ngoba yabona ukuthi loba umuntu engumbalisi ukubonakala kwakhe ukuthi ungumbalisi omkhulu sikhangela laba abafundisileyo lapha yena uzathi ufundise bani.
Ye, wathi sithume khonapho. Yes, about our so what he's saying is that you know at an advanced kind of age, it's very difficult for somebody to lead a nation, you know, because when you are a bit aged, you know, there's little you can do at times.
Regarding tore watereri, totanga na mkoma Carlos Mutenje, makadi mkoma Carlos. Mkoma Carlos. Aiwa tiripo zvedu, tipeo pfungwa dzenyu.
Makadi.
Tiripo tipeo pfungwa dzenyu.
Nyai inoneka vamugabe 94 havanzvisvita havakwanisi kutonga vaine 94 zvakangofanana nemupingamiri wesouth africa wamandela makaona kuti pavakafa vane 95 vanga vaita sei saka ivo izvizvi vari kutofamba vachidonha vachididini handioni kuti 2018 vangakwanisa kutokondisa kufamba marabi nyika yese vachitoita marabis vachiadvisa vanhu sezvavakaita 2018 handioni kuti vanombozvikwanisa makore acho anenge anyanya zve nyama dzavo hadzichabvumi ndochokwadi.
Asi kamubvunzo ndewekuti ko vanhu vakavavhotera havo
vanhu iye vangavavhotera asi hapasisina munhu achiri kuvada pachigaro chavari vanhu vazhinji havasisi blanketo vanhu vanotya kuzoshungurudzwa sezvakaitika 2008 zviya
saka muri kuti havasina rutsigiro rwakasimba
rutsigiro havasisina asi kuri kwekuti vadzokera vanhu vanenge vangoitira kuzotya kuti tingangozongoshungurudzwa sezvatakamboitwa zviya tatavhotera vatangira 2008
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Carlos. You heard from Carlos there. He's saying that he does not think Mr. Mugabe can continue to lead the country. But he's saying people might vote him out of fear because they are afraid of, for example, what happened in 2008, where there was a lot of political violence. Gibbs.
Yes, we are going to talk about the violence. We are going to talk about the violence. Ye lapha besikhuluma lo mnumzana uChirumanzu wathi kwenzakala ukuthi umongameli abe sesihlalweni selesi kuze kufike i-100 kumbe kudlule kuye phambili khona ngale waphinda wathi phela kukhetho olubuyayo uzabe phakathi lobe sele 94 akulandaba ye uguga lokhu akutsho lutho ungati ni kona
hai udokotela uGrace uzama ukuthi alungise i-bridge yokuthi adlule esifuleni ilokhu sebenzisa amandla akamgambi ngoba uyazi ukuthi abantu banesaba akutshoyo lapha yokuthi yena ngisikhuluma kunjenje nguye esengupresident weZimbabwe uDr Grace Mugabe uba ngupresident esebenza kumgabi ehlezi kuyuthi endlini so akutshoyo nje kuhlela nje ukuthi yena nguye sezathathelizelela busi lapho utshile khona ungaphi
yeah what Honorable Kumaro is saying is that the first lady maybe she's ruling Zimbabwe right now as we speak now she's making a public announcement about it, you know.
Mr. Churumanzi, your response to that?
Ndambo utaura kaputi, it depends kuti muno ano analyze the situation saying Makumalo I member of parliament kana kati iye Mai Mugabe ndo ari kutonga then zvinoshamisa kana zvitaurwa nomunhu akaita sa MP watofungidzira kuti anoruzivo kuti leadership yomusangano inotonga sei andifungu kuti zvinenge zvine njere kuti munhu ungati Elizabeth Macheka nhasi ndiye ari kutonga kuMDC kana munhu anenge achitaura izvozvo haazivi nezvepolitics muchidimbu zvazvinongoreva ndozvokuti handizivi kuti vanhu vanonetsekara nei napamusoro pezanu PF napamusoro peMDC zvinogara zvichiitika muno Zimbabwe zvekuti every 5 years kunoitwa maelections ezvamatongerwo enyika that is vokupariamendi napurezidendi every 3 years kunoitwa sarudzo rezvamacouncillors nyika yese saka dambudziko inini shuwa shuwa ndinotorishaya kuti riri papi munhu ane pati yake unongoronga ondovhota vohwina iye zvino vana Makumalo vamuna vavava vakahwina kwaanomirira kuconstituency yake zvoreva kuti constituency ikoko vanhu vakati this time toda kumbotraya MDC vakahwina saka dambudziko handimbori unodiriri papi kamu 2018 ane shungu dzokuda kurwisana navamugabe unongomira murini ane shungu dzokuda kurwisana nezanu PF unongomira murini zvokuti ndingazotaura mashoko zvikazodini zvikazodai zvikazodini hazvishandi tichitaura nenyaya yamakore vanoziva history pane nyika yainzi United Soviet Socialist Republic yaitongwa namadhara vana Brezhnev vana Andropov vanhu ivava ndo vakakonzera kuti kuve nestability yeyo nyika yazopuwa Gorbachev neyaiti Perestroika zvikachinja nhasi kurussia kune kuti vakuona kwava namaterroristi and so forth saka age is nothing hazvinei nokutonga asi age iyoyo ndo yatinoti ine wisdom nhasi uno including vana Makumalo vanonyatsokuziva kuti kana Mugabe akamirapo ne 91 years yake ndiye munhu chete munhu mutema anokwanisa kutaurira Obama kuti Obama zvinhu zvaunoita izvi zviri rongo pane zvakati pane zvakati pane zvakati asingaiti zvokunyepa asachitaura mafacts as they are vana Cameron the same thing sezvakati zvino manje manje kutika akanyatso kuvabudza kuti varume zvinhu zvamunoita izvi hakuna kwazvinotisvitsa as human being asi ngatibatane pamwe chete kuti vanhu vedu vatinotungamira vabudire ende zvinozikamwa nyika yese jekere kuti ndimugabe chete anokwanisa kutaura chokwadi chizere asingawedzeri asingasubtracti saka isusu tisu chete muZimbabwe tinoramba Jesus wedu Mesaya wedu iye zvino tichitarisana nyaya dzamatongere wenyika hakuna nyika muAfrica yava kuzvitonga samaZimbabwe mainvestors akuuya akuuya nekuda kwedu tichivabudza zvatinoda nezvatisingadi saka chasara izvino kuchiti maZimbabweans ese whether ndiwe party p neparty p kuti okay varume zvabuda pachena izvisi nyika yava yedu toita sei kuti tiendirembere kwete kusira tichidhibheta kuti hei uyu mukuru uyu mudiki tikatarisa vadiki vacho ivavo varipo vangava vanani
tingava taura vana mavambo vana davingwa ivo vana tsangirai vana tinda iti ndechipi chavabura vana wezvimwe hapana kana wakatarisa direction kwakunoindiwa asi through mukuru yeyu vamugabe unotona kuti izvine direction vanhu vanzi dzidzai vanhu vanzi torai
vachirumanzi
itaichi
saka vachirumanzi papi ko imo muzanu PF macho tataura ini vana dabengwa nevamwe ko imo muzanu PF macho ndozvambobvunzwa navasibanda apa hamunawo here mwanotonga
ndiani zvingataugwe nezita isusu hatidi kungotaura ngataugwe nezita ndiani muzanu PF imomo anotonga besides vamugabe ngataugwe nezita ndiani chikuzvivevo
vamunangagwa
munomuziva
vamunangagwa vakwanise kutora here vate kana vamupoko
kundo zvatataura tikati kana vanhu vasingazivi kuti leadership yezanu PF inosarudzwa sei ndo vanotaura izvozvo leadership yezanu PF inosarudzwa pacongress every 5 years anyone ari muzanu PF anokwanisa kutonga chero zvake as long kana chingasarudzwa after 5 years idzodzo
let's bring in a caller
achida kupinda muring unobva apinda kana ane support kunongosupport wotonga hapana chakaipa.
Let's bring in a caller, Mr. Chirumanzu. Thank you very much and stay on the line. Yes, don't lose that umahlobo lapho secingweni ukhona ngaleke e South Africa. Ba umahlobo kunjani?
Kodwa kunjani?
Ayimpilile kunjani kona phe khona?
Hayi no siyancenganga futhi.
Ye, nantu udaba lapho ngathini mnumzana?
Hayi, okokuqala news uba uChirumanzu yakhuluma lapha but into azikhulumayo. Zifavor bona abantu bezana uphepho kuphela. Aloba buya ngokuthi umgabe nangokubusa kwakhe ukhangelela abantu bonke i-age lama nginandaba naye hayi ngitsho lulo okusalayo ukuthi ubaba uyabakhona engubaba ekhaya but ma ekwanisa ukuhlela inhlelo zekhaya uyabe lokhu engubaba kwala ndaba but ungabona sokuqalisa ukuba nenkulumo abantu sebekhonona sokutho ukuthi kukhona okurong why ekhangele izanu PF yodwa instead ukuthi akhangele amazimbabwens ewonke umbuzo engiwubuza obaba uChirumanzu ngoba nxa sikhangele izimbabwe ayisiyo ezanu PF yodwa njalo izanu PF akusiyo eyawina i-liberation iyodwa kwakule zapho okusalayo but sokukhangela abantu bezanu PF bodwa njani
so ubona zanu bangajika nje begcina bekhangela abantu bezimbabwe ibonke kulokuthi bazikhangele bona bodwa kuyenzakala yini
thina njengamazimbabwens fisa ukuthi ngabe kunjalo kodwa ngendlela yokuthi bona kabakwenzi ikho kuzenza sikalise ukukomplaina sikhonona sikhulume lokho lalokhuyana okusalayo nxa unkosikazi wakhe sitena umgabo uzabusa lo bekuwheelchair akula ndaba ukubusa kwakhe kuwheelchair ngoba vele bayazinikeza into zonke njalo laba abamsupportayo bayakwazi ukuthi ezilonge umgabo ekhona lo bengasaboni engasakhuluma bona bale chance yokuba shield ekwazi ukutyontsha ama-resources ezimbabwe afanele ukuthi nga-atolwa ngu-everyone oyizimbabweyen kati bona bazinikeza bona bebodwa bayakwazi ukuthi umgabe vele maye ngaphuma abasela ma-chance okutyontsha njalo bazabotshwa and okusalayo ukuthi bayakwazi ukuthi okwamanje ngasesikhangelela ukuthi ugrace nomnangagwa ngathi kabezwane babonke bangaqhubekisela phambili umnangagwa engaphuma uzofoma iphathi yakhe ujesu mjiro waphuma umnangagwa nxa engaphuma izane iyavivele idilike khona lapho so bazashilda umnangagwa njengalokhu ade bekwenze rali nade umngani wakhe emsondeze eduzane kuze kuyofika ukhetho but ma kungadlula ukhetho lo mbono wokuthi umnangagwa bazamshilda bafaka ugrace ngoba babe sebengenile ku-next 5 years babekwazi ukuthi abazabona iplani after that
yes yakuza kakhulu-ke mr mahlobo sibongile kakhulu kodwa-ke umnumzane uChirumanzu befuna ukuthi akuphendule so kodwa isikhathi sethu yiso singazani asamaga kahle sicela ubambe konapho sicela ubambe 1 second Mr. Chirumanzu can you hold on we want to take a break
just want to take a short break Mr. Chirumanzu Honorable Khumalo and Mr. Sibanda please do stay on the line for our radio listeners unfortunately it ends here but the good news is we are streaming live so go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
Yeah, Baba Mahlobo, ubambe kona phucingo ungayika chana siyabuya kuwe. Bonke kamkam 1 minute kumbe unganani nge second half sesikatisa lawe. This is Kip Stube in Washington DC. Stay tuned.